Now, I stand to order on Wednesday, July 15th at 1:14. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We all must speak up because we have some people that are hard to hear.
And we're all talking through muscles.
Yes.
Item number five, we need approval for the agenda.
So moved.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, the general fund, 52516 to 52542. Voucher number 52503 in the ambulance fund, 1834 to 1836.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All abstained. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 1st, 2020 regular town board meeting.
I'm looking for approval as read.
I'll second those since Gloria was absent. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Treasurer's report, we don't have one. The treasurer is not able to attend today. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10. Discussion, possible action, bid opening Thunderbird Lane Road Project. We have bids for Thunderbird Lane, and at this time, I would ask the board to allow me to excuse myself as my employer is one of the bidders, and I don't want to have any potential influence on the board or be accused of any unethical behavior.
Okay, this is from American Asphalt. It was received on 7/1 of 20. Okay. American Asphalt. Let's see here. Okay, so we had requested it two different ways, correct? We asked for the install of
I'm with American Asphalt. We did not quote the seal or the chip seal portion, just the paving portion.
Okay, so this is actually two copies, correct?
Yes.
This is the same as what I'm reading here. So this is for an actual
paving?
Paving. Prep and paving, correct?
Yes.
And the total for this from American Asphalt is $64,804.80. You get that?
Can I?
Go ahead.
Can I ask, sir? Is there a reason why you didn't bid for chip seal?
We don't do that. Our company just doesn't provide that service.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and this is from Farner. Okay, so this would be for chip sealing. Yeah, double chip seal. And this comes to $20,000.
What is that for, Chris?
This is just for chip sealing.
Chip seal.
This is from Farner. So that would be $20,551. $5.36.
That's the only way they did it?
Yep.
Okay.
There's no other.
What's the name of that company?
Farner.
F-A-H-R-N-E-R.
Okay, thank you.
They didn't bid the asphalt?
Just the chip seal. This is from Pitlick, and this one looks like a chip seal.
Yep, chip seal. And that comes to chip sealing, $37,831.40.
And that was for chip seal?
Correct.
Double chip seal, that's what it says on there.
Yep. This must be his, and I imagine this is for the actual pavement. From Pitlick and Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this comes to $58,671.50. Okay, so did we find what, oh, here it is, that's what I was going to ask for.
I knew it.
So we had an offset, remember we discussed this from the funds from
That's in our regular budget, was the 200. We used, what, 165?
Correct.
Which left us with, what, 30?
34,000.
And we will be getting back
25.
From
25,288. So 25,300.
From the LRIP program.
So that leaves us with 59,353. So we have $59,353 left in that line item. So the decision we have to make today is what we were concerned with was what we had left, if it would cover it, and if we were gonna do the chip seal or if we were gonna have it paved fully. So that's just the decision we have.
How long the road is this, Chris?
Yeah.
How long is the road? Here, let me tell you. Total length, 1,918 feet.
But there's a mixture. Some is asphalt and some is double chip seal?
No, we're getting. We have two different, we asked for two different bids.
Oh, two, oh, so one might be paved or what, but, oh, okay, I get it, okay.
Oh, is it gravel now or chip seal now?
We have to make that decision today.
What is it right now?
Yeah, what's right now?
Is it chip seal, Pete?
Yes.
It's chip seal right now.
Yep, so, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, if you look at the prices, you're looking at 20, I mean, the lowest bid there on chip sealing is $20,551. For the chip sealing, as opposed to $58,671 is the lowest bid for actually paving. So So, I mean, there is quite a bit of difference.
Chris, I noticed that in the bid that there was, the last time we bid, that it was for 24-foot wide road, and this is 20. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the reason we have. I don't know.
Some roads are wider than others. You know, this is a short, straight road versus some of the bigger roads that have more people traveling faster.
It is a dead end. You know what I'm saying? It's not like there's like a bunch of through traffic or, you know, like it could be used for, you know, like a pathway for trucks to do a shortcut or something of that nature. If you're going there, I mean, you're going to get a garbage man, school buses, but I mean, it's not like a, you know, it's not like a main road.
Yeah, and the population out there really isn't, I mean, I think the school-age children, minimal.
Wasn't there quite a few homes on that road?
There is, but they're, like, what I'm saying is, the biggest, I think, right, or the most reoccurring, I believe, would be the trash truck.
Right, garbage. Yeah. Do we have any idea how old this road, how long has the chip seal been there?
You know, I could look it up, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been there quite a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is pretty deteriorated. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a failing, yeah.
When you say quite a while, I mean, are you saying 10 years, 20 years? What do you mean?
Maybe 15, 20.
15, 20. So is that the expected life of chip seal? What's an expected life of a pave? If there's not a lot of big, heavy traffic trucks.
Yeah, I would say
20.
Yeah, I would say at least 20.
I thought this was already in previous conversation.
Plus.
Huh? So 20 plus on...
Yeah, and not every road's the same. It depends what it's built over.
What it's built over,
the swamp or what kind of...
And the traffic use.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Brian? Go ahead.
So that's the total length of that road is 1,100 feet?
1,900.
Oh, it's 1,900?
Yes.
So that's
roughly a third of a mile.
No, it's 1918.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Roughly a third of a mile. Just
so that's the whole road, though.
Yeah,
right.
And it's dead end.
Yes.
Right.
And low traffic. I can't see why we'd go above the $20,000 bid.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Is are there, Pete? Are there any? I mean, so if we went with the chip seal that leaves you, or do we have any other roads that are deteriorating that we could address this year?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to leave us with, if we take the lowest bid,
39,000 left.
Yeah.
What's the big difference between the chip seal? That's $17,000.
Yeah, I think so. So we got 60.
For the chip seal, 20 and then 37. I just didn't know what the big difference was.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why there is such a difference there either between the kind of Kerner and the
38.8 would be left.
Yeah, we were just wondering, the bid from Farner for chip seal was $20,551.
Mm-hmm.
And the chip seal from Pitlick was $37,000.
Like
that's $17,000 difference.
Yeah, but they're both double. I heard double and
yeah, they're both say double.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what the big difference is.
Right. And we won't know until he looks at it and figure it out.
We'd have to look and make sure that everything is
good.
Well, here's my thought.
Did somebody
With the amount of heavy traffic on the road, I think we're going to push ahead with the chip seal. And I mean, if that road has lasted 15 years thus far, and I think that'll satisfy everybody in concern.
And it's going to get another 4 inches of gravel on it.
Right.
Which will hopefully help give it a little more life this time.
Mm-hmm.
See, the only thing I know about chip sealing is a lot of it is so weather dependent. You know, it depends on what our breakup looks like in the spring, because that's what mainly affects a chip seal road.
Nowadays, not to blame the garbage trucks, but these garbage trucks are big.
Oh,
when somebody does an excavation job, it's a quad axle with the big excavator, which is just the way it is nowadays.
Yep.
And then us come early plow or the late season, you know, we try not to, but we get a 8-inch, 9, 10-inch snowstorm and breakup time. I did some of the damage on the road that's there right now with me, my pull truck.
So I think where I'd like to go is, let's go ahead and do the chip seal. Obviously, Fariner's got the lowest bid by far.
Mm-hmm.
So with approval of Pete looking through the specs to make sure that it's adequate to what we asked for a bid, to approve Fariner to receive the bid for chip sealing. And then immediately upon that approval, we'll approve it here through a motion, but then I want you to go ahead and put together another road, and I want to use this, I want to use this line item up this year.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to carry it over unless we got a big project that we're going to work on.
Because of the time of year, we're going to have trouble with people being billed, booked up.
I think that's requested in the bid, that's what I...
Oh, I'm talking for if we bid another...
Oh, yeah, I think we can, we'll pull it off. If not, we'll commit to it, and we know that it's going to happen.
Are the residents on this road year-round, or...?
Yeah,
yes.
There's quite a few.
Pretty much most of them are year-round.
Yep.
Very familiar with the road.
Would it be advantageous, then, with all that traffic to... I guess actually asphalt it rather than chip seal.
Yeah, but Bill, I don't see
it's a dead end.
It's a dead end. It's not a through street. You can't.
Yeah, there's a side road that goes to Marlins. There's a cul-de-sac at the end. You go down to the end. And it's actually, there's so many dwellings on it that I don't think there's going to be much more building left. Maybe some remodeling, but I think everything's used up. It's pretty tight in there. I don't think.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like worrying about cement trucks.
8 or 10?
Yeah, and the blacktop actually ends.
Right.
And then there's gravel, I think, for the last
right.
three homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and I don't see any logging going to happen there. I don't see anything that's going to warrant.
Well, you're still going to have your garbage truck, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way of getting away from that. And LP, sewer pumpers. But I'm just saying it's not like every day.
Right.
It's the cost of per lineal foot, though. What was that compared to that we...
And it's going to get another 4-inch lift of gravel, which should give it a better road bed.
On the chip seal?
Yes. Yep, I believe it's...
So they grind up what's there? And...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So...
I'm ready for that.
Okay. You want to make that motion, or...?
Sure.
Do you want to, you have the numbers?
I do. Yeah. For Farner?
Yep.
To look, recommend Farner for the chip ceiling for $20,551.36. Pete's to do his due diligence on that and review.
Yep. And upon his reviewing of the contract, then it'll be okay.
It'll be awarded.
If there's an issue with it, then it'll come back to me, but other than that, I don't
right.
I
and
want
then,
to see it again.
After that, then we'd like you to take another priority road for the remaining funds to allocate them for, so that we can spend them down this year or at least allocate them all.
I'll second it right now. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It's approved. Okay. Does anybody else have anything to add to this?
Can I take a look at the asphalt bid from Pitlick?
Sure.
What's that?
Can I take a look at the bid?
Yeah, this is public record.
Public record, huh? Should I feel
like we open this thing up.
Chris, did you happen to say that you knew...
Pete, can you tell Matt to come back?
Or that we knew what the cost was, the lineal foot on that last bid we got on blacktop?
What?
Versus this one?
What was that again?
The lineal footage cost of that last road we blacked... Put the asphalt
yeah,
on
there. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I mean, we can get those records. I mean, that's all. It's all part of the contracts. Those are all public records.
Like I said, I don't see why we missed. You know, these roads. We're looking at another road now, and I think that if the town had done their due diligence that they would have traveled our roads this spring and known what roads we had to do.
Right.
And I think this one came in last minute because after spring breakup there was a lot of afterwards.
You had mentioned
I understand,
it, right?
Laurie, what
you
you're saying.
You had gone down it and mentioned
right.
it.
Right, so I mean it was deteriorating this spring, but it was, there's some more damage that happened after, afterwards with the rain and.
But usually if you can put all your bids out at one time.
100%, I agree with you.
You get a lower cost to do it.
I agree with you 100%. So, but I think that's one thing that we're going to work towards. Here's what's most important right now, is we don't want to keep carrying this money over. Everybody's been in concern is like, do we need to put more money in our road budget? Are we falling behind? And I think it's something that we're going to concentrate on a little bit more here. And we're going to refine this a little bit more. And this was unusual because we got those aids that come about every 4 years or whatever. So we did end up with an extra bump. And then this complaint was sent over via tribal chairman and it became to our attention. And we thought, well, as long as we had that extra money, why don't we go ahead and look at it and see if we can solve that problem? But I think that we are going to somehow streamline this and through Pete's expertise, and I think we can all do this. And we don't have to wait till spring to go right around and look at these roads. We can set something up here sooner than that. Let's go ahead and we'll get them categorized, and then we'll find out next year when we do our budget, is do we actually have to start putting some more money aside to actually address some of the issues on the roads.
Chris?
Go ahead.
Looking ahead to next year with the way that COVID affected the gas taxes, I'm sure our GTA is going to go way down next year. Is it based on, is it 1 year prior or 2 years prior to government transportation aids?
I believe it's two.
Oh, it's 2 years?
I think they averaged the last 2 years.
2019 then, as far as their age.
The amount of people traveling around, running around up here and everywhere else.
It was 3 months, but there wasn't any.
It might not change.
Yeah, it may not, yeah.
Well, and there might be, you know, I mean, that's the crystal ball that none of us know about is they're going to start looking at some stimulus packages. And they're going to start looking at some infrastructure. I know that's like, everybody's talking about infrastructure, so it's possible there might be some extra funding or some ways of, you know, stimulating.
And we usually don't get that till early December.
Right. Yeah, we.
Or November.
November.
Yeah, kind of hoping it falls in line with trying to build a fire and ambulance department. But we'll deal with that in the near future.
On to item number 11. Okay, we'll move on. Number 11, discussion approval of bartender's licenses for John Quinn Jr., Jacob Molson, Philip Peterson, and Julia Valier.
Is there any issues, Nancy?
The last one has an arrest pending, but not convicted yet, so.
There's no conviction.
The one before that, Mr. Peterson. He had an issue at one time, but we did approve him last year, and nothing happened since then.
So if the arrest pending, if that moves forward to the level of the district attorney prosecuting, does that come back here?
No.
We don't necessarily know about those.
We have to see CCAP.
Yeah, not unless
it would
it's
just
something.
Be at a renewal the next time.
Really?
Yeah, because when you catch it, they don't notify you. You know, and it would be like if we approved a license today and next week somebody got in trouble.
Right.
We wouldn't have any notification of that until the following year when they come in for a renewal and then we'd catch it again.
Yes, and I don't understand it because I remember, I mean, I've had a lot of bartenders over the years, okay? Mm-hmm. And I remember after one of my bartenders received a DUI and wasn't even prosecuted, I'd get notified by Mr. Schwanenbeck that their license was revoked.
We don't get that unless she did it on her own. I don't know.
Yeah, could have. You have to. It's a lot of time and effort to look at your bartenders, you know, even on a monthly basis mm-hmm. to see if there's any charges or.
Yeah, I don't. I don't ever remember her doing that, but
yeah,
she
I was
must
never
have,
told to do that.
No. She did it on her own.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does the employer ever get notified?
Yeah, I got notified from her.
Right? No,
I mean, otherwise.
Otherwise?
See, because they wouldn't know that that person, would, if they're picked up for whatever reason.
Well, I usually got notified I had to go bail them out.
Well, you got it on the other end. You know, you're not, the employer isn't going to know either.
No. And that's really generally what the whole thing was they usually monitored, it was an alcohol offense usually.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was what you were doing, is you're, if you can't control yourself, how are you
going to... How can you serve it?
Correct, so, I don't know, I mean, I'm not going to try to, I'm...
Gloria asked the same question before. And it's never been done, it's not saying it can't be done.
No, it's not saying it can't be done.
And I don't like people taking people's livelihoods. You know, the whole atmosphere is way different today. When you're working, it's different than when you're playing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I never agreed with the DOIs, with the CDL drivers that were, you know, out running the convertible around on the weekend.
Yeah,
you know,
if they were running their
parade.
If they were running their truck, it was a little different 100%. Than if they were...
The guy loses his whole livelihood for that. So, but yeah, I'm not going to push it. But I just was curious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the operator's permits. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:40. Second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you for coming on this beautiful sunny afternoon.